KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
What would you like to see?
What would you like to play for us?
Hey. Get down, boy.
Here in the building, and I think a good jumping off point would be, how's your show last night at the Playhouse?
It was a blast.
It was a blast. Introduce yourself, incidentally.
Hi, my name is Brian Aldridge, and I'm from Springfield, Ohio. And we used to have a radio station there, a similar name. It was called Ho-Hum, not K-Hum. But,
in spirit, though, it seems.
Yeah. I like K-Hum better.
So. It was a good show. Is that experience echoed by the banjo player, sir?
Introduce yourself. That. Yes, we had a wonderful time last night. A lot of mighty nice people there, and they had a good time and helped us have a really good time.
Beautiful. So, I heard you were up till 1 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. You're probably right about that. Should have been, but we were.
And then on the bass, introduce yourself and tell us about your experience at the Playhouse last night.
The banjo is Tom Boyd.
My name's Dan Russell. I play bass.
How was your experience last night?
The experience last night was great. Good crowd, everything good.
Good deal. No police or anything like that?
No, I don't think.
And then the legend himself, Mr. Ron, is it Thomason?
I'm what's left of Ron Thomason. I had a wonderful time last night because the audience did just what T.S. Eliot says to do. They brought knowledge to the poem.
Right.
I forget what band T.S. Eliot played in.
You've got with you a Lloyd Lore mandolin, which in bluegrass circles, it's the Stradivarius of mandolins. How do you explain it to people who really hate bluegrass music, the importance of that instrument?
Well, it just leaves more good mandolins for the rest of us that likes it. It's actually... A lot of times we have more than one because Brian has a whole passel of them at home. I have lost track of the number of mandolins Brian has, but he won't fly with them, and I don't have the same pride.
Is this born from experience? Have you had mandolins get smashed on planes?
No. It's just because it's 98% of my portfolio, so I
it's your retirement plan.
Exactly.
I understand that. Well, the Dry Branch Fire Squad is here again. They're playing tonight. We got more questions, but let's do another song. What would you like to do?
Hey, Brian, since we got mentioned that you were such a man. Hey, Tom, why don't you get the dobro? Oh, cool. And we'll give Brian the mandolin. What we like to do a lot of times is just all get instruments that we don't know how to play. I might have it. You got my pick? Wait, I got a pick. I'll use that. Have Brian play one on a mandolin that we just recorded. This is a song that Bill Monroe wrote about his good friend Doc Watson and called it the Watson Blues.
If you can just play that old log.
Folks, it's the Dry Branch Fire Squad live on K-Hum Radio. Again, you can join us over at K-Hum.com. Got a little grainy video that you can watch of this fantastic group of musicians. So one thing that separates your band, other than just decades of experience from a lot of the sort of newer
decades.
But it seems as though this crop of bands that has been around for the last 10 years, they've got their self-deprecation dialed in. And one would think that they have learned it somewhere. Which of you has the most self-loathing?
We're all experts.
All of us but Dan spend our days in existential angst.
Does that ever wind up with a song? Have you ever had an existential, a low-level existential crisis and then wound up with a song out of it?
Well, we don't actually write songs much. Occasionally we do. But Brian wrote a real good song that we don't quite know the words to yet, but we recorded it where we could read it. And it's a real happy song, one of great memories and stuff like that. And so I think it doesn't transfer over to music. You know, that high lonesome thing is just something that we carry around in our hearts and other the unspeakable parts of our bodies. I don't know.
Is there any chance we can hear that, or is it actually true that you had not learned the lyrics well enough to perform it?
That's
pretty close to true, isn't it?
We would only get about 80% of it.
Yeah. He knows it.
Well, you guys are known for the stage banter, and as has guys like Todd Snyder. You know, he'll go 19 minutes between the songs. Do you have a record keeper?
Hey, right there. I don't think I've ever done 19. I think so. Who is this guy? We want. He might be the world champion.
Todd Snyder? Oh, his banter's great. But I'm wondering if anybody ever tracks that for you, or if you've ever found yourself like 20 minutes into it.
Three people track it for us, and there they are.
But it seems like at some point people just demand, Ron, that you do the Ron thing, and I don't know if that's a burden or a joy. What do you say?
I say yes.
Nature is as nature
does. I'm so glad you guys are here.
First of all, I would like to say that Brian, Tom, and Dan are the three funniest people I've ever known. And they would be the ones doing the banter if they just didn't talk too fast.
I believe, I can't tell if that was a burn.
No.
It may have been a burn.
It's not a burn.
Well, let's, before we do another song, and we got time for, I think, a couple more, if it's all right with you guys. Is there a workshop happening today or any sort of extracurricular activities where people could come hang out with the Dry Branch Fire Squad?
Yes. There's a workshop at 6 o'clock, so that'd be on Pacific time. So we'll probably be there early, and people could hang out with us. In fact, I think the original idea of the workshop title was Up Close and Personal with the Dry Branch Fire Squad, but then we thought that was too scary. And the clinics were overrun with people trying to get immunizations because while it is true that ignorance is bliss, some people can't tolerate enough ignorance to enjoy the true bliss of being up close and personal with the Dry Branch Fire Squad. And I would like to say, as no disclaimer, that if ignorance really was bliss, we'd be the happiest band in the universe.
Well, let's do another tune, Dry Branch Fire Squad. What would you like to
Dip your fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue. Dip your fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue. Dip your fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue. For I'm tormented by the pain. You know Ezekiel saw the wind in the middle of the air. And Ezekiel saw the wind in the middle of the air. And then Ezekiel saw the wind in the middle of the air. And he was tormented by the pain. And then they crucified my Savior in that awful time. Oh, how they crucified my Lord down in that awful time. You know he begged them for some water, but they gave him brine, and he was tormented by the pain. So dip your fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue. And dip your fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue. Fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue, for I'm tormented by the pain.
Journalism team out there. They have been raised up. Now, you guys, you're going to play tonight at, you've got the workshop at 6, and then you've got the show at 8. And then what happens?
And in between, there's a rest period. There's a period when People that come to the workshop, they can go rest. And people who do the workshop, they can go rest. Because I tell you what, like, people get a big overdose of bluegrass music. And no telling. Well, actually, we like that a little bit, because we also will have our thought repellent hats for sale there. And let's say somebody comes to the workshop and they start thinking of stuff. Get them one of these hats. It'll immunize them. We also have our Dry Branch Fire Squad signature security systems, which are 24-inch knives that have at least 11 functions, and so people can feel safe, too, at the workshop. But after the workshop, each one will rest on his own.
You
I'm pretty sure.
Do you actually have knives at the merch table?
Hey! Would I make up something like that?
Yes, you would.
No, we do not deal in fiction. We not only actually have knives, we actually have thought-repellent hats. Like that hat you've got there, that looks like maybe you got it at a Devil Begotten rock and roll concert. That's probably treated with Ignorgard that is synthetic. Because I can tell there's a look of awareness in your eyes. And you get one of our thought-repellent hats that has the natural Ignorgard and Stoopstock, you would not have that awareness look. But people would still listen to you on the radio, because then you would have the ability to suck their brains dry and they could develop their own pictures in there, because it would be a dark room.
I'm gonna transcribe this, and then I'm going to read it out to my therapist later. Oh. And we'll see what he has to say about it. Okay, let me ask you this, since as long as we're weaving tales of fancy. Now picture this. Dry Branch Fire Squad, all of you are in an elevator. You're in an elevator.
Hey, are we going at the speed of light?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's going to get...
I thought this was an Einsteinian thing.
Well, here's a question. So you're in an elevator, and let's say that there is a nefarious character with a bomb strapped to them, and you would like to have either that person talked out of their nefarious scheme or the bomb diffused surreptitiously, okay? Which two figures, living or dead, in bluegrass music would you like to have with you in the elevator who could either talk this villain out of his scheme or somehow convince the villain, like figure out how to defuse the bomb when the villain's not looking? So who in the bluegrass world could either defuse
the bomb? That is a really good question. That is a magnificent question. What we need to know is, are any of the people that have a bomb strapped to them our cousins?
No.
Okay, now we got all the information we need. Who would like to come forth? Whoa! Are they related to any of us in any way?
No. All you need is either a...
One more question here. Are they men or are they females of the opposite sex?
I do not follow.
Well, you've got a person in the elevator, bomb strapped to them, and we have to bring somebody in that's a bluegrass person from the past to either talk them out of it or unstrap them or defuse them.
Right.
And so a lot of times when you're dealing with bluegrass music, having women of a different gender is treated differently than having, for instance, you've never felt thought repulsion. You've never examined the science of thought repulsion. And so you of course, know the peace that comes from being a man, only being able to think of one thing, and I don't mean of at a time.
It's liberating, yeah.
Right. Women can't do that.
So you're saying...
Women, you cannot... I tested them last night. I said, all right, you girls, try to think of one thing. They're always thinking of a bunch of things. You can see how this could be one of the puzzles you got to work out in defusing the bomb.
All this to say, you have still not answered the question.
Right, but I was giving these guys time to think.
Okay. So.
Guys, what's it going to be?
Who amongst your peers is smart enough to talk a villain out of it of a bad deed?
Well, me. If I'm not smart enough.
Yeah. See, change the question, dude.
Oh, yeah. That's a trick question, is what that was.
I don't know. I would say Dave Rawlings seems like a crafty type. Like, if he were in the elevator, he might be able to rig
Rawlings.
It.
Dave Rawlings. You know? Might be. But what you have to understand is Dave Rawlins was preceded by a man by the name of Bill Monroe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He called him Big Mon, and they didn't call him Big Mon for nothing.
So, so are you saying that he would be able to physically restrain this villain?
You know, a man that can carry a whole baseball team on his back at one time might be able to handle this. So that's the reason I thought of Bill.
Bill Monroe, there's one.
And he's also the father of bluegrass music, too, so you got to give him that.
That's fair.
That'd give the guy pause right there. I would pick Little Roy Lewis.
He would jump around, and the guy would get all confused.
He would, just through the sheer charisma, he'd be able to
like the rabbit
to stop the troubles.
Watership Downs.
That's right. Anybody else got an answer?
Oh, let's not forget John Duffy.
Well, I was going to say.
John Duffy can diffuse, or did diffuse, many things.
This is true. A mathematician.
Bar fights.
That's right. Yeah. Maybe we need a scientist.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Brian. Who did you say?
Ben Eldridge of the Seldom Scene.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. He's
okay.
He's quite the mathematician, so he could probably do some calculations.
Oh, he figured it out.
He's a mathematician.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He can actually. He can't really spell mathematics, but he can get arithmetic from just remembering a rat in the house might eat the ice cream.
All right.
Dan, you got anybody?
This is what I'm learning about the Dry Branch Fire Squad. Is you guys are operating on a different astral plane than I think.
Finally somebody figured this out in under 30 minutes.
An astral awesome. Plane.
Awesome.
You are awesome, Mark.
You don't know me, man. Well, I appreciate that. I think we got time for, can we do two more? You want to do one? You're here now. One more. All right. We'll do one more. And then I will think about what's been said here and ponder it with great wonder and respect.
Well, I'm gonna on the mountain. I ain't coming down till morning. Gonna on the mountain. I ain't coming down till bay. Thanks for having us, Mike. That was a really, really good interview. One that was very much fun. And thanks for not asking us two things.
All right. I don't know if I want to leave that hanging or not.
I can tell you.
All right.
Exactly
what are they?
Where did you get the name for your band? And what can we expect at the show tonight?
Seriously? People ask you that? They ask you where you got your band name from?
Yeah, they do.
At Interviewing Academy, that is literally the thing they tell you on day one. Don't ask the band where the name comes from.
Okay.
I thought that was I'm sorry that you
Are
have
you
to suffer through.
Are you the only one that ever graduated?
No, that's the sad part. They threw me out. Look, I would like to thank you, Dry Branch Fire Squad. And what can we expect of the show tonight?
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.